Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Faith that delights in duty. 2 Thessalonians 1, verses 11 and 12. We constantly pray for you, that our God may make you worthy of his calling, and that by power he may bring to fruition your every desire for goodness and your every deed prompted by faith. We pray this so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you, and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. So how is it going? You are a couple of months back into the routine. How is it working out for you? Are you still tackling each day as if it were your first? Are you still excited to welcome the students into your classroom each morning? How's your energy level? How's your attitude? What an incredible privilege it is to be a teacher. Think of how easily your students proclaim their love of their Savior. They know that they love Him, but most importantly, they are learning how much He loves them. Their faith in Jesus overflows with such joy and gratefulness that one could only hope for an attitude like that. Is this devotion too positive for you? Are you wanting me to be a little more honest in my writing? I understand. Every day is not rainbows and butterflies. Dealing with hardships both in life and in the classroom can make this privilege feel more like a duty, something that we have to do, something that we don't always feel worthy or qualified to do. The devil would like for us to forget who we work for. Every good deed, every detailed lesson plan, every newsletter, and so on, is done for Jesus. We can delight in our job even when things aren't easy. Our hearts can burn for our Savior the whole year through, and the ability to do that doesn't come from ourselves. No, we don't just pull up our bootstraps and be better. God is better. God is best. We don't complete our duty through our own ability, but rather through His. Try making it a habit to thank God for this position that He has you in right now. Thank Him for the privilege it is to teach the gospel message to the littlest of His lambs. And remember that sometimes it's not actually saying the words thank you, but rather doing thank you through your daily duties. Know that even your least delightful duties are a delight in the eyes of the Lord. We pray, Jesus, you are a delight. Forgive me when I see my calling as just a duty. Please strengthen my desire to serve you and let it burn all school year long. Help my students to have a heart for you and carry out their classroom duties with joy. Thank you for the privilege it is to teach the gospel. Amen. A question to consider. Are you aware of tasks that your coworkers dislike doing? Maybe surprise them by completing the task for them. Make their day. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.